The ESP32S3 DevKit C1 GPIO Pinouts Guide. Need to find a GPIO pin on the ESP32S3 DevKit C1? Want to learn how to configure it? Read this ESP32S3 DevKit C1 Pinouts Guide. Introduction. The ESP32S3 DevKit C1 is the latest development kit from Espressif that uses its flagship ESP32 device. Once you get a new dev kit, you get excited to test its functions. However, as any electronic hobbyist knows, the test usually starts with a Blinky project. Here, you'll get to know more than just creating a Blinky project for your ESP32S3 DevKit C1. You get one step further by knowing all the available GPIO ports for the user. With this, you won't find yourself scratching your head asking why one GPIO port doesn't work. The ESP32S3 DevKit C1 Block Diagram. To start off, here is the basic block diagram of the ESP32S3 DevKit C1. As you can see, the DevKit has a USB to UART converter module, an LDO, a USB port, an RGB LED, a boot and reset pin, and two header blocks, besides the main chip ESP32S3 room. The ESP32S3 DevKit C1 GPIO pins. Here are the available GPIO pins on the headers of your ESP32S3 DevKit. Note that they are color-coded according to priority or optional functions. The entries are further explained in the next sections. However, as you'll see later, not every GPIO pin functions out of the box as a GPIO port. ESP32S3 DevKit C1 GPIO pinouts, left header. ESP32S3 DevKit C1 GPIO pinouts, right header. First priority, GPIO ports. The first priority GPIO ports are the ones that can be used as GPIO ports after a system boot. These ports are already available at this point. No special setup is required. They are colored green on the header pins table. GPIO 1, GPIO 2, GPIO 4, GPIO 5, GPIO 6, GPIO 7, GPIO 8, GPIO 9, GPIO 10, GPIO 11, GPIO 12, GPIO 13, GPIO 14, GPIO 15, GPIO 16, GPIO 17, GPIO 18, GPIO 21, GPIO 38, GPIO 47, GPIO 48. With these ports, you just need to set up the GPIO mode to your liking and then proceed with your intended operation. See working with ESP32 GPIO ports in ESP-IDF to view more examples of this kind. Second priority GPIO ports. The second priority GPIO pins have other functions that may affect a particular system or behavior. With this, you have to pay special attention if using them as GPIO affects that behavior. Here are those pins, including the extra functions they have. GPIO 0, bootstrapping pin boot mode. GPIO 3, bootstrapping pin JTAG. GPIO 19, USB. GPIO 20, USB. GPIO 39, JTAG MTCK. GPIO 40, JTAG MTDO. GPIO 41, JTAG MTDI. GPIO 42, JTAG MTMS. GPIO 43, UART 0 TX Debug. GPIO 44, UART 0 RX Debug. GPIO 45, bootstrapping pin, VDD SPI voltage. GPIO 46, bootstrapping pin boot mode, ROM messages. Some of these pins might not get set to GPIO by default during boot up. With this, you have to explicitly state to have them set as GPIO. You can do this like what the example statements below do. You can check working with ESP32 GPIO ports in ESP-IDF for working examples. Optional GPIO ports. These optional GPIO ports can be used as long as they are not purposed for octal SPI flash or PSRAM functions. This really depends on the model of your ESP32S3 DevKit C1. Some models, especially the higher-end room models, may use these pins as extra SPI communication pins for the flash PSRAM modules. It's recommended to check your device datasheet. GPIO 35, GPIO 36, GPIO 37. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled The ESP32S3 DevKit C1 GPIO Pinouts Guide. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.